Then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Jesus ate nothing for 40 days and nights. After this, he was very hungry. The devil came to Jesus to tempt him.
If you are the Son of God, tell these rocks to become bread.
It is written in the scriptures, a person does not live only by eating bread, but a person lives by everything the Lord says.
Then the devil led Jesus to the holy city of Jerusalem. He put Jesus on a very high place of the temple.
If you are the Son of God, jump off. It is written in the scriptures, he has put his angels in charge of you. They will catch you with their hands, and you will not hit your foot on a rock.
It also says in the scriptures, do not test the Lord your God.
Then the devil led Jesus to the top of a very high mountain. He showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and all the great things that are in those kingdoms.
If you will bow down and worship me, I will give you all these things.
Go away from me, Satan! It is written in the scriptures, you must worship the Lord your God. Serve only him.
So the devil left Jesus, and then some angels came to Jesus and helped him. Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, so Jesus went back to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went and lived in Capernaum, a town near Lake Galilee. Capernaum is in the area near Zebulun and Naphtali. Jesus did this to make true what the prophet Isaiah said.
Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali are on the way to the sea. They are along the Jordan River. This is Galilee, where the non-Jewish people live. These people who live in darkness will see a great light. They live in a place that is very dark, but a light will shine on them.
From that time, Jesus began to preach,
change your hearts and lives, because the kingdom of heaven is coming soon.
Jesus was walking by Lake Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Simon's brother, Andrew. The brothers were fishermen, and they were fishing in the lake with a net.
Come, follow me. I will make you fishermen for men.
At once, Simon and Andrew left their nets and followed him. Jesus continued walking by Lake Galilee. He saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets to catch fish. Jesus told them to come with him. At once, they left the boat and their father, and they followed Jesus. Jesus went everywhere in Galilee. He taught in the synagogues and preached the good news about the kingdom of heaven. And he healed all the people's diseases and sicknesses. The news about Jesus spread all over Syria, and people brought all the sick to him. These sick people were suffering from different kinds of diseases and pain. Some were suffering very great pain. Some had demons. Some were epileptics, and some were paralyzed. Jesus healed all of them. Many people followed him. They came from Galilee, the 10 towns, Jerusalem, Judea, and the land across the Jordan River.